This is the reading for June 25th. Job chapter 26. Then Job answered, "You are no help to the helpless. You have not aided the weak. Your advice lacks wisdom. You have shown little understanding. Who has helped you say these words, and where did you get these ideas? The spirits of the dead tremble, those who are beneath and in the waters. Death is naked before God. Destruction is uncovered before Him. God stretches the northern sky out over empty space and hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps up the waters in His thick clouds, but the clouds do not break under their weight. He covers the face of the moon, spreading His clouds over it. He draws the horizon like a circle on the water at the place where light and darkness meet. Heaven's foundations shake when He thunders at them. With His power, He quiets the sea. By His wisdom, He destroys Rahab, the sea monster. He breathes, and the sky clears. His hand stabs the fleeing snake, and these are only a small part of God's works. We only hear a small whisper of Him. Who could understand God's thundering power?" First Chronicles chapter 9. The names of all the people of Israel were listed in their family histories, and those family histories were put in the book of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were captured and forced to go to Babylon because they were not faithful to God. The first people to come back and live in their own lands and towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. People from the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. This is a list of those people. There was Uthai, son of Amihud. Amihud was Omri's son. Omri was Imri's son. Imri was Benai's son. Benai was a descendant of Perez, and Perez was Judah's son. Of the Shilonite people, there were Asaiah and his sons. Asaiah was the oldest son in his family. Of the Zerahite people, there were Jeuel and other relatives of Zerah. There were 690 of them in all. From the tribe of Benjamin, there was Salu, son of Meshulam. Meshulam was Hodaviah's son, and Hodaviah was Massanuah's son. There was also Ibniah, son of Jehoram, and Eli, son of Uzi. Uzi was Mikri's son, and there was Meshulam, son of Shephatiah. Shephatiah was Reuel's son, and Reuel was Ibnijah's son. The family history of Benjamin lists 956 people living in Jerusalem, and all these were leaders of their families. Of the priests, there were Jediah, Jehorib, Jachin, and Azariah, son of Hilkiah. Hilkiah was Meshulam's son. Meshulam was Zadok's son. Zadok was Merioth's son. Merioth was Ahitub's son. Ahitub was the officer responsible for the temple of God. Also, there was Adiah, son of Jeroram. Jeroram was Pashur's son, and Pashur was Malchijah's son. And there was Maasai, son of Adiel. Adiel was Jozerah's son. Jozerah was Meshulam's son. Meshulam was Meshulamith's son, and Meshulamith was Imner's son. There were 1,760 priests. They were leaders of their families, and they were responsible for serving in the temple of God. Of the Levites, there was Shemaiah, son of Hashub. Hashub was Azrikam's son, and Azrikam was Hashabiah's son. Hashabiah was from the family of Merari. There were also Bakbakar, Haresh, Galal, and Mattaniah, son of Micah. Micah was Zikri's son, and Zikri was Asaph's son. There was also Obadiah, son of Shemaiah. Shemaiah was Galal's son, and Galal was Jeduthun's son. And there was Berechiah, son of Asa. Asa was the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. Of the gatekeepers, there were Shallum, Akub, Talmon, Ahimam, and their relatives. Shallum was their leaders. These gatekeepers from the tribe of Levi still stand next to the king's gate on the east side of the city. Shallum was Kor's son. Kor was Ebiasaph's son, and Ebiasaph was Korah's son. Shalem and his relatives from the family of Korah were gatekeepers and were responsible for guarding the gates of the temple. Their ancestors had also been responsible for guarding the entrance to the temple of the Lord. In the past, Phinehas, Eleazar's son, was in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with Phinehas. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the temple. In all, 212 men were chosen to guard the gates, and their names were written in their family histories in their villages. David and Samuel the seer chose these men because they were dependable. The gatekeepers and their descendants had to guard the gates of the temple of the Lord. The temple took the place of the holy tent. There were gatekeepers on all four sides of the temple, east, west, north, and south. The gatekeepers' relatives who lived in the villages had to come and help them at times. Each time they came, they helped the gatekeepers for 7 days. Because they were dependable, 4 gatekeepers were made the leaders of all the gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they were responsible for the rooms and treasures in the temple of God. They stayed up all night guarding the temple of God, and they opened it every morning. Some of the gatekeepers were responsible for the utensils used in the temple services. They counted these utensils when people took them out and when they brought them back. Other gatekeepers were chosen to take care of the furniture and utensils in the holy place. They also took care of the flour, wine, oil, incense, and spices, but some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. There was a Levite named Mattathiah who was dependable and had the job of baking the bread used for the offerings. He was the first son of Shallum, who was from the family of Korah. Some of the gatekeepers from the Kohath family had the job of preparing the special bread that was put on the table every Sabbath day. Some of the Levites were musicians in the temple. The leaders of these families stayed in the rooms of the temple. Since they were on duty day and night, they did not do other work in the temple. These are the leaders of the Levite families. Their names were listed in their family histories, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel lived in the town of Gibeon, where he was the leader. His wife was named Maacah. Jeiel's first son was Abdon. His other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was Shimeam's father. Jeiel's family lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was Kish's father. Kish was Saul's father. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merubbaal, who was the father of Milcah. Micah's sons were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was Jadah's father. Jadah was the father of Alamath, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was Mozah's father. Mozah was Benaiah's father. Rephaiah was Benaiah's son. Eliasaph was Rephaiah's son. And Azel was Eliasaph's son. Azel had 6 sons: Azrikam, Bakaru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. They were Azel's sons. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. The Philistines fought against Israel, and the Israelites ran away from them. Many Israelites were killed on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines fought hard against Saul and his sons, killing his sons Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting was heavy around Saul, and the archers shot him with their arrows and wounded him. Then Saul said to the officer who carried his armor, "Pull out your sword and stab me. If you don't, these Philistines who are not circumcised will come and hurt me." But Saul's officer refused because he was afraid. So Saul took his own sword and threw himself on it. When the officer saw that Saul was dead, he threw himself on his own sword and died. So Saul and 3 of his sons died. All his family died together. When the Israelites living in the valley saw that their army had run away and that Saul and his sons were dead, they left their towns and ran away. Then the Philistines came and settled in them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead soldiers, they found Saul and his sons dead on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines stripped Saul's body and took his head and his armor. Then they sent messengers through all their country to tell the news to their idols and to their people. The Philistines put Saul's armor in the temple of their idols and hung his head in the temple of Dagon. All the people in Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul. So the brave men of Jabesh went and got the bodies of Saul and his sons and brought them to Jabesh. They buried their bones under the large tree in Jabesh. Then the people of Jabesh gave up eating for 7 days. Saul died because he was not faithful to the Lord and did not obey the Lord. He even went to a medium and asked her for advice, instead of asking the Lord. This is why the Lord put Saul to death and gave the kingdom to Jesse's son David.